It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We're beginning our candidate interviews this week for the next 3 weeks. We're going to be talking to candidates for Secretary of State, Treasurer, Congress, and U.S. Senate primaries. We've invited candidates in contested primaries on the Morning Show and on Central Time. Today, we're starting with Douglas LaFollette. Doug LaFollette has been the Secretary of State of Wisconsin since 1983, and before that for a few years in the 1970s. His tenure has spanned seven presidents and seven governors. Under that tenure, the duties of the Secretary of State have been gradually reduced, leading to calls for the elimination of the position. He faces Arvina Martin in the August 14th primary. Doug LaFollette, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Hello to everybody out there in public radio land.
So, you are the Secretary of State in Wisconsin. I have to ask you why you wanted to be the Secretary of State to begin with and why you still want to be the Secretary of State.
Well, I was very interested in public affairs, very interested in environmental issues. I was teaching environmental science at the university, and I thought that having a public forum to talk about those issues. And I also was very interested in management and organization. And I knew that that office needed a lot of reorganization and good management. So I thought that would be a good position for me to take advantage of both of those interests.
And how has the position changed in the last 30 years? 35 years?
When I was first elected, the office was very much like Secretary of State's offices all across the country. Has very many important responsibilities for corporations and trademarks and notary publics and many of the things that we can talk about. And the office had sort of gone to sleep under my predecessor who retired. And so I modernized the office. I brought in computer systems, and I got a website started. And it was a lot of fun, and we did a lot of good and got the office to be one of the best offices in the country. And then Governor Thompson came along, and he wanted to control everything. So Governor Thompson convinced the Republicans in the legislature, and by the way, a lot of them didn't agree with him. They agreed with me when I said that was a bad idea to do what he wanted to do, but he pushed it through, and he moved a lot of those important duties to himself so he could control them.
Such as what?
Pardon me?
Such as what? What were some of the duties that you lost at that point?
Incorporations, trademarks, notary publics, uniform commercial code filings are some of the main examples that relate to business functions.
So you have a Democratic opponent right now, Arvina Martin. You often will win your primaries. I mean, you've been in office for 30 years. What separates you from your opponent?
Well, I think there's two things. I have the experience and the history to know what has happened in that office and what needs to be done. And what needs to be done is to restore those duties so Wisconsin is like the rest of the country. Right now, we're the only state that doesn't have those functions. And people still, many years later, if they want to incorporate a business or if they want to get a trademark, they contact the Secretary of State's office. And we have to say, no, Wisconsin's different. We don't do that here. So hopefully the people rejected a referendum recently to try to abolish the state treasurer. And I think that shows that the people do not want to eliminate the elected position of state treasurer and secretary of state. And a number of Republicans told me that if they did not succeed in eliminating the state treasurer, they would restore some duties. The slogan was, if you can't get rid of it, give it something to do. So I'm hopefully with a new state treasurer, and I will get reelected, hopefully, and we get a new governor and some new legislators, we'll be able to restore the important duties to the Secretary of State and to the state treasurer.
And if you don't get a new governor and the legislative branch doesn't change, but you're still reelected, what's your job?
Well, I would try to convince Republicans that it was a good idea to give these jobs the important responsibilities that they had 10, 12 years ago. And like I say, a number of Republicans said that if they couldn't get rid of them, they would give them some important responsibilities back. So let's hope they will do that.
We are talking to current Secretary of State Doug La Follette here on the morning show. We're taking your calls, 800-642-1234. You've been in office. You first ran for office in 1975 for Secretary of State. You held the job for 4 years, were defeated, and then came back again and resumed office in 1983. Why do you still want this job?
I wasn't exactly defeated.
Okay.
I didn't run for Secretary of State. I ran for Lieutenant Governor.
Ah, okay.
Because people convinced me that they would like me to do that. And I won the primary very, very well. And then I was paired up with Martin Schreiber, the Democrat candidate for governor. And then Lee Dreyfus, a professor from Stevens Point with a red vest, came out of nowhere as a Republican candidate. And he wooed the people, sort of like Mr. Trump has done, and he won. So Martin Shriver and I lost, and therefore for 4 years I had a chance to do some fun things, and then I came back, and the Secretary of State's office needed a good person to manage it, so I ran for office again.
So you had a chance to do some fun things, but it sounds like you've had fun actually managing the Secretary of State's office.
Well, I had a lot of fun doing it, and I had a lot of good co-workers, and I had a chance to travel around the state, because I represented the state of Wisconsin, and that was a very good time. And like I say, it's just been recently, in the last decade or so, under Republican governors, that they have reduced the offices both. And I think that was a big mistake that needs to be fixed.
Okay, so other than fixing the Secretary of State's office, how have you seen this state change as you have served as Secretary of State for the last 35 years?
Well, it's been interesting, and I think it's very similar to what's happened in a lot of parts of the country. There's been a move away from agriculture in the sense that many, many small farms have been going away, and that's been a problem as the giant corporate farms have taken over. Instead of having a family farm with 75 or 100 cows, we now have corporate farms with 3,000 cows. That's been a problem for the average family that would like to be in agriculture. It's also been a problem for the environment. We've had a lot of serious environmental problems, contaminated wells. People cannot drink their own water from their wells, for example. A lot of contamination due to environmental issues that I've seen happen around the state of Wisconsin. The other thing that's happened is that we've taken funding away from education. I used to be an educator, and I still like to think I am to some extent. The withdrawal of money and forcing tuition to go so high that the average working-class family has trouble sending their son or daughter to the university. And then the public education system has had money withdrawn from it, making teachers' lives more difficult with larger classrooms, and they have to reduce programs at the local education. Anybody who looks at history should know that education is one of the most important things we do for our society, because those young people are the future. Mm-hmm. And we have done that very poorly in Wisconsin the last few years, and I've seen that happen as I visit the schools and the universities around the state.
And it's not just here in Madison where there's a huge university. This is something that you have heard from people in rural areas as well as urban areas.
Well, the big university here is still big, but it has its problems. And one thing that's happened that I don't agree with is we've stressed more and more out-of-state students. Now, I'm all in favor of a few students from foreign countries coming here, for example. It makes it interesting. But we have been pushing that to the exclusion of Wisconsin students because those foreign students and out-of-state students pay more tuition. So the university is trying to make money by taking more foreign students and fewer Wisconsin students. And I think that's been a mistake in the wrong direction.
So if you win your primary here, looking ahead to the November election, how would you run a campaign against your Republican rival?
Well, he's sort of a strange character from what I've seen on his website. And depending on how how sensible he wants to be, I would debate with him and argue with him about it, about some of the issues that will be involved in restoring duties to the office. But most importantly, I would hope to campaign around the state with other good candidates, candidates for the legislature, candidates for governor, to hopefully elect new people who will have new, fresh ideas about the environment, about education, and about restoring the important duties to the Secretary of State and the state treasurer offices.
Doug La Follette is the Secretary of State. He's the Democratic incumbent. Running again, he faces Arvina Martin in the primary. Doug, thank you for being with us today.
It's very good to be with you. Everybody have a great day.
The winner of the race faces off against either Jay Schrader or Spencer Zimmerman. You can hear the interviews over the next few weeks on The Morning Show.